But the notion is that you're addressing the shenpa, the hooked quality. The thoughts are no problem. And an example of that is that, well, my meditation is an example of that. Lots of thoughts, but less and less shenpa. It certainly comes, but less and less. However, an example is that if you're sitting for even longer periods, like 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours in the afternoon, then you begin to see the difference between, you know, or feel actually, the difference between thoughts with shenpa and thoughts without shenpa. And this may not be completely true that there, some of them are without shenpa, but the main thing is there's just these little, what I call like half sentences, or even peculiar images. And they arise because it just seems like that's the nature of mind, is this continual arising of appearances in the mind, words and images. And then emotions come from that. And so my experience is that some of them are like wispy, or they have no hooks in them. So it's very easy, you notice and you say, thinking, and you go back to the breath, or you just touch them lightly and they just dissolve into the space. It's like no big deal, because no, or anyway, very little shenpa. Then there's some that you're into the a couple of paragraphs. Little more shenpa with that. Nevertheless, when you notice, you say thinking, basically it somewhat dissolves and is gone. So there's a little more shenpa because, you know, it takes you a little further down the road, a little further away into the fantasy, or lost in thought. But not, you know, not much. I have lots of those. It has a little bit of hooks, but not a lot. What's for dinner? Has a little bit of a hook. But then it gets degrees of more and more until there's the ones which I know everyone has experienced more than once in their lifetime. You disappear into it. You're just gone. And it's either a memory or how to get even or worrying. There's so much shenpa in it. It's so sticky. You get completely stuck to it in a way. And interrupting it with the label thinking or trying to touch it and let it dissolve and come back, it's hard to do it because it's like, yes, but, you know, this is really important. It, like, that's a real shenpa's really going. When you say, I can't interrupt this, I know I have to do this. Either because it's like sexual fantasy or something, which is just like so juicy, and it's giving you so much pleasure, or because you're so worried or so angry or figuring out, when they did this and that, I should have said, and then you rerun it in your mind how you're going to get it right or how, whatever. So the shenpa is really strong. There's the degree that it takes you away for quite a long time, and really it is like waking up from a dream when the mind suddenly comes back, either because the gong rings or because mind does just naturally come back. It's interesting that that's true, but basically, when you wake up out of that dream, you didn't will that to happen. It just happened the way the dream took you away. It ends. And that's just a natural capacity of mind, which we milk for all it's worth in meditation, the fact that we do come back naturally. So when we come back naturally, it can be like we just came back from a long ocean voyage or something, right? But we've been so hooked. It's been so sticky. So meditation really begins to work with that strong resistance to when you naturally come back, and the strong resistance to even using the technique.